here with Warriors head coach and general manager Ryland Furster. And obviously, you wish to be playing right now, but it is spring. I mean, spring camps are coming up here for the Warriors. It happens on April 20th to 22nd. What are you looking forward to with the spring camp here? I know it's been one of many for you, gone through this process a lot, but still must bring a little bit of excitement to get back out on the ice again.
I think it's really exciting, Trevor. Probably the biggest thing, it kind of signifies sort of the start of a new year. You know, you see a lot of fresh faces, of course, and guys trying to make the hockey club and guys wanting to impress. And we're, you know, usually full every year. So it's a fun time of year, but it's also a time of year to evaluate and get reads on guys. You know, people come from all over. So I think it's a real integral part to the success of any Junior A franchise. Certainly for us it is, because, again, we – you know, try to recruit quite hard. It's obviously an open camp and anyone can come and they can showcase themselves, which is great because there's, like, we've had college guys here before from NCAA who happen to be in the area. They've come many times. There's lots of Junior B coaches around. And then obviously us, we talk to other Junior A teams and stuff. So someone might not be a fit here. They'll be a fit somewhere else. So it's a really, it's a good place to get noticed.
I think it's an interesting thing when you talk about it, because a lot of players think you go to a camp, you're going to look to make that team. But you mentioned it where you bring so many guys from Junior B around here. We always see guys from around the league, and also the connections that you have there as well. So is that one of the biggest things that you kind of tell guys, is that just to kind of play your game and not necessarily think that, oh, if you don't make this team, it's over, because you have so many other connections that you can make those players accessible to other teams?
Well, obviously, we want the best players for our own program. I mean, greedy like every other team. But certainly, you know, when you have other teams here and other, you know, guys from other leagues even who, you know, happen to be around, it just gets your name out. So I think it's huge for a person to come to these. Again, you know, you want to come, and we also want to expose our program. Like, we want people to see what the West Kelowna Warriors is all about. And again, we try to give full dollar value. Kids are going to play five games, and then we have a top prospects game as well. So I think you get full dollar value when you come. And again, the contacts are and connections are huge.
What do you tell players when they come to one of these camps? Obviously, is it just kind of to not play out of your game? Because either way, you're going to get noticed no matter what kind of style you play. So is it just more about playing your game and being yourself?
I think so. Again, one thing you always say, you know, you always tell your, you know, your team, but even guys who are trying it out, be the player that you are, or not the player that you want to be. I mean, there's certain things that you do well, and every player has that, and they want to improve in other areas. But, you know, I always tell guys, you know, be the player that you are, or not the player that you want to be.
When you come into this spring camp, is there a lot to be excited about coming into the year as well? You know, you talked about it signifies the new year. And for the Warriors coming into the next season, I mean, this team looks like they're going to be a real good team with just the pieces that are in place already. But with this spring camp here, can you notice some other top-end guys that can maybe crack the roster for main camp?
For sure. And again, you know, we'd like to think we're going to be good moving forward. I mean, everyone kind of does who isn't playing at this time of year, but we are excited about the group we have coming back. But I always tell parents and kids that I talk to, too, I think it's such a misconception or whatever when they'll look at your roster and they'll say, okay, well, you've got all these guys coming back, like there's no spots here. But that's not true. Like the offseason, so many things happen, i.e., you know, there's trades at our level. It's not something that I want to hide. There are, or guys move on, or guys have to go to college. So, you know, and you can come in and you can beat somebody out too. So again, like a young player coming to a camp has to focus on playing the best he can, and I'm going to beat somebody out. I'm going to make the team. There's no way you can come to a camp and have an attitude, well, they've already got three right wingers, so I have no chance. That's the wrong attitude to have. You have to come and put your best foot forward and show what you can do, because you can clearly beat someone out. I mean, it happens at every single level. We're going to take the 22 or 23 best guys next year that gives us an opportunity to win.
One of the guys can attest for that, former captain Kyle Marino, came here at spring camp, worked his way onto the team, and was able to obviously be captain of RBC Cup championship team. Last question for you now. What are things that you look for when you go into spring camp as a head coach and general manager as well when you're looking to scout some of these players?
I think the details probably first and foremost. Again, you know, like if there, you know, if there's something that we've told them that we, you know, that we want to see from them, or just, you know, you'll get the feedback from the coaches who are on the bench to the guys who are engaged. I think it's so important when they come to a spring camp to be engaged. One thing I always say too is talk to your line mates, get to know them. I mean, if your team does well at spring camp, chances are you've done well. So again, it's you know, how well are they engaged, and probably the small details in the game, like if they're back checking, do they back check the whole way to the net? Do they turn away on a 3-on-2? Does the right guy go to the net? Do they stop? So simple things, because I think, again, when, you know, when you boil the game down, you know, simplicity is still an important factor.
Appreciate your time, Rylan, and kind of filling everybody in on spring camp. It's going to be an exciting time coming here in the next couple of weeks, and we'll see you then.
Super. Thanks so much, Trevor.